This is 90.3 KEXP and KEXP.org worldwide. I'm John Richards, and you're listening to The Morning Show. And we've been waiting since March, or at least I have, to welcome Amen Dunes to the studio. How are you?
Good. Great to be here.
It is good to see you. And, you know, back in, I guess, March this came out, it was a little early to be saying it was my favorite album of the year, but it is now into August and it's still at the top. So
thank you.
Great record. And so excited to have you here. If you are ready, take it away.
I got money 'cause I work all day. Don't get down my way. In he comes, I go call up the religious music, don't think you understand me. Well, hear me fall, I will stick around. I'm the baddest stone in this damn town. Give me 18, me. They speak another tongue. Well, they left me there, but they may had no fun. So they snap my fork, you looking bold at me. Deep, deep, you want more, think you got more.
Amen Dunes live here on The Morning Show, and Blue Rose, one of my favorites from the album Freedom, came out in March, played last night at the Crocodile, and that probably means you've got tons of sleep, very rested,
right.
Ready to go, then headed up to Vancouver and then back down to Portland the night after. We got another one from the record?
calling Paul the suffering.
All right.
Calling Paul the suffering. Ian, Ian, on you, Eric, I've been rolling, lit with tea, loving tea on you. Oh, puzzling time, dear, I'm beside.
Dunes live here on The Morning Show. And again, the new album called Freedom. Calling Paul the Suffering, another great one from the record. Vibe is so good with this band, man. Do you mind introducing said band?
Of course, yeah, I'd be happy to. On drums, we got Darren Beckett. On bass, we got Dandy McDowell. On keyboards, we got Panoram. And on guitar, we got Dave and Givhan.
How long has this lineup been playing together?
Oh, you know, like 72 hours. But that's not totally true. It is true in this format, but yeah. I've known Darren for 15 years, and I've known Raffaele for a while, and Raffaele played on the record.
Yeah, you can feel it. I mean, this is a very talented band. You know,
yeah.
We're in here a lot, and it's always good to see a vibe like this in here. Again, I can't say enough about the record. This is the embarrassing part of the interview where I gush over your record and put you on the spot. But it is a brilliant record, and I love where I don't know. It just has got such a uplifting but kind of a serious vibe. I don't know how else to put it. And can you tell me a little bit about the record, how it came about, how long this record took to make?
Yeah, it took a long time. I mean, we actually did a whole version of it that I threw away.
Oof.
So it wasn't really cutting it. So, I mean, we did this. I worked on this record for about 3 years, like straight, you know.
Is that a hard? That's got to be a hard. Was it a hard? Maybe it isn't a hard decision to throw it away. What hit you?
The vibe wasn't right.
Right?
You know, it's just an energetic thing. You can't put your finger on it. Just the energy wasn't, like, transmitted.
Were they the songs or did you,
it was same songs?
Yeah,
like everything was the same. It was just the life hadn't, like, been, you know, breathed into it or whatever, you know.
Well, it takes a brave man to throw that away and start over again.
Yeah. Or someone with a lot of time on their hands.
Or someone with a lot of time on their hands. Or a very kind label involved.
Yeah,
or
yeah, all, right.
all of the above. Mm-hmm. So where do we find you on the tour? I know you played last night in Seattle. You're heading for a few more shows up and down the I-5. But did you head out earlier this year after the record came out?
Yeah, we did. We've actually done like 4 or 5 tours already. We've done 2 trips to Europe and 2 U.S. tours. This is our 3rd U.S. tour since April. And then we're going to do a full U.S. tour now. Full Europe tour in September, and then Austin City Limits in October. So,
oh, congrats! How are the crowds? Are they?
I mean, I'll say last night Seattle was incredible. Actually, yeah. It was one of the best shows I've played in a very long time.
Yeah, you were in on a Monday night.
Yeah, but people were great, man. That room's really got a good energy. So,
yeah, I've been there many times over the years. What about the inspiration for the change of the vibe too? I want to get back to that. Like when you threw it away and you went back to it. Did you have to experiment with different sounds when you finally found the right vibe for those songs?
I mean, a lot of what I do is, you know, about collaborating with really talented people. So I brought in new people, and that's kind of part of what brought the sound. I mean, Raffaele, he's from Italy, and he contributed a bunch of stuff from there. Delicate Steve on guitar, and then Chris Cody, who was a producer.
Sure.
So all these people came in and just kind of got this next level energy to it, you know?
I like to think of you when it finally hit.
Yeah, I mean, I was so grateful for it because you kind of can't do it alone, at least with not this kind of music, you know.
Yeah, that makes sense. You have a song coming up, Believe, and I wanted to ask you about it, like the inspiration for this song.
Believe is about, you know, about a lot of things, but like big themes, you know, it's about mortality and it's sort of like the one song that's got a feminine energy in the record. This whole record is it's like a bunch of character portraits, sort of like masculine kind of identity in a way. But this one is like the feminine spirit sort of. And it's, you know, technically about my mother, but it's also about a lot of things, you know.
Well, that's a good setup for the song if you're ready.
Yeah.
All right.
Believe, can't deny you. See heaven, don't get down. When I was a kid, I was afraid to die, but I'm grown up now. Baby, you're falling, baby. Baby, it won't say, but don't make it true. Caught in the hour dark, won't ever make a sound. I won't scream and I won't get excited. I look as underground, but it seems to me, baby, you don't want. It's not hard to hear. See
Eamon Dunes live here on The Morning Show. Believe. Nicely done, fellas. Great song. I had a chance to take your record on a road trip with me recently. It was down the Southwest. Long roads. Really hot. Yeah. Beautiful rocks. I didn't realize how much I liked.
It's nice down there.
I didn't realize how much I like rocks until I went down there. But man, you got to pick and choose your records, right, when you go on road trips. You're touring. You know, right? You guys, is there anything you guys are...
I actually don't listen to music ever.
Do you?
I never listen to any music in the van, at home. I barely listen to any music.
My thing is, I'm a runner, and people ask me what I listen to when I run, and I make running podcasts. I'm like, I can't, for the most part.
Yeah, yeah. Bird sounds.
It's good to have silence. Mm-hmm. Yeah, in that silence, that's kind of probably where a lot of your lyrics and other things come from, right?
Definitely, man, yeah.
Are you able to write on the road? Are you someone who no?
On the road, I kind of just focus on the show, you know, and everything else is just kind of like... just taking care of the machine, you know?
Yeah, you got to put yourself somewhere to write?
Yeah, I kind of have to, like, put time aside for that, you know?
Do your friends and family know to leave you alone around the time?
Yeah, they kind of leave me alone, yeah.
I don't want to get into one of his songs. I'm gonna leave
yeah, right,
alone.
Totally.
All right, can you tell me about the character in your next song, too, by the way, for people who don't know?
Yeah, Mickey Dora, he was kind of like this rogue. He was a sort of celebrated surfer, but he was also a very questionable person, and he was kind of like a criminal and all these kinds of things, shyster, and... yeah, he was sort of like a troubled talent, sort of, in a way, you know?
Right.
He was like a kind of false ego manifestation or something, you know?
It's a great song. And it's Eamon Dunes. One more for us live here on KXP.
Game. call. 1963, you were up and over the beach, and you're gobbling all my chicks, man. But you don't do it like me. Sit on the pier, sip on the beer. Where
that song's good.
Thank you, man.
As if I couldn't like it enough. Now you've played it live and I like it even more.
Thanks, man.
Mickey Dore is just a great song. Freedom is the album. Can't say enough about it, clearly. And see this band live, I swear to God. Are you just going to keep touring the U.S. over and over again?
Yeah, we'll keep doing it.
You got more shows coming up close to here. Again, tonight, going to head up north of Vancouver and then back down Wednesday to Portland. And sounds like much more after that. Thank you again for taking the time. I know not a lot of sleep probably between the...
Thanks so much for having us.
Yeah, of course. You guys are always welcome. It's Eamon Dunes here at KEXP. And a big thank you to our team as well, working very hard this week, as always. And everybody who supports KEXP keeps us independent, nonprofit, and able to champion bands every day. This is 90.3 KEXP Seattle.